Okay, well, hey, while I got you on the phone, correct me if I'm wrong, I had heard that, and again, I could be wrong, but I had heard that earlier this week when there was a, when someone hit a state police cruiser, were you the one who had to make the escape?
That was me. Yeah. Yeah.
Would you just mind telling me about that whole situation?
Yeah. So, I had just gone off duty and, I was driving up on I-94 in Lake County, which is, near Gary. And I observed two cars, driving very erratically and at high speeds and out of traffic, very dangerous driving. So I was able to catch up to one car, pull it over, basically just a routine traffic stop. I issued the driver a citation, and as I turned to walk back to my car, I heard a crash, and I saw a van hit the median wall, literally head on, as it spun out. And then a semi went by, and I lost vision of, what was going on. And then the next thing I know is I see three cars coming right at me, spinning out of control. So I took two steps, climbed over the wall, and at the same time as I went over the wall, the van T-boned my car, and two other vehicles went flying by us. So yeah, I got very lucky. It's one of those things that you always think about when you're on a traffic stop. If something happens, where am I going to go? I'm going to jump over this wall. Well, it sounds for 25 years I've been doing this job, I've never had to do that. And you think about ways that you're going to, escape a situation, but it's when the adrenaline kicks in, that wall is taller than what you realize. So I'm kind of doing the Fred Flintstone shuffle over the top of that wall, but I made it. But I landed a little bit awkwardly on my shoulder, so and my knee, and it caused a little bit of pain, but I was no worse for the wear. But the driver of the van, I think he was under the influence of some illegal substances, not alcohol, but other things. So he was he's facing some charges here, probably depending on what the blood results show in the near future.
Well,
But
God, I'm glad you're okay.
I got very lucky, that's for sure. It could if I'd have had my back turned, I lucked out because I was looking directly at it. If I'd have had my back turned, I may not have heard it. A whole bunch of things could have happened differently. That could have resulted in, a lot worse than some bumps and scrapes and a little bit of pain that I have. It could have been completely different outcome. So.
For someone who's never been in that area, what like when you jumped over the concrete barrier, where did you land? Are we talk? Is this like a bridge? Did you take a big fall or something, or did you land in some grass? How was that?
Well, I landed in on some rocks and some thorn, some sticker, some thorn bushes, which is better than the alternative. But no, it wasn't a far drop. It's probably like four. Well, I went head over heel, so it's four and a half feet to the ground. But yeah, it's not like I was off a bridge and jumped 20 feet or something crazy and or something like that. So it's basically it's a flat area, roadway. And just, grass and a ditch on the other side of the wall. So off that retaining wall. So I got lucky. It'd been better if it'd been guardrail and I could have just hopped over the guardrail, but it was that tall concrete wall.
Well, geez, what a glad you're okay, and sorry to take you off topic there, but I mean,
No, fine.
this does bring up a good topic of conversation of when you are conducting a traffic stop, what's something you want people to know who are driving by to be as safe as they possibly can, not to cause something like that to happen?
Right. Well, we've had several officers killed in the line of duty on traffic stops, assisting motorists. Andrew Winsenried, he was struck and killed while helping somebody get gas. It's always in our minds, whether it be you're a trooper, a city officer, a county officer, it doesn't matter. One of the most dangerous things you can do is stop a car on the side of the road. So we ask people, and then there is that law to slow down if you can merge over to change lanes and give plenty of room. just for everybody's safety. We preach it all the time, and until you experience it, boy, it takes on a whole new meaning. So I know people kind of like in one ear out the other a lot of times with things when you hear safety messages. But I can tell you, being on the other side of it, it really means something to an officer, even to the person that got pulled over that's broke down. When you see a car move over, there's a little bit of a sense of relief that, hey, they see me and they're doing the right thing and giving me a little bit of extra room. So I guess the message is put others before yourself and, you know, take that time to look out for somebody else's safety and change lanes.